Lesson 8F. A different kind of phone book.
Although books are still popular with teenagers, most of them spend more of their leisure time staring at their phone than reading a paperback. And the more versatile phones become, the more reasons young people have for looking at them. In response to this trend, some smart young authors have changed the way they write. Instead of publishing a whole book at once, they produce very short chapters, which they send once a week to their readers by text message. Some even claim that this style of writing represents a new literary genre, the cell phone novel. The very first cell phone novel was written in 2003 by a man in Tokyo who called himself Yoshi. It was called Deep Love, and told the story of a teenager who contracted AIDS. It became so popular, mainly through word of mouth, that it was later published as a paperback. The book version sold 2.6 million copies, and a television series, a comic book, and a film were made of the story. Online companies became interested and set up websites where authors could upload their stories and readers could discuss them in forums as the stories evolved. Although the idea originated in Japan, cell phone novels have also sprung up in the rest of East Asia, Europe, and Africa. Many are written by high school or university students who are very familiar with the topics that teenagers are interested in. Common themes are love, tragedy, and betrayal. And the stories often deal with difficult or controversial issues. 21-year-old Rin said that she started her novel, If You, during her final year at high school, and explained that it was the tragic love story of two childhood friends. Rin wrote her novel over a six-month period in spare moments, often while commuting on the train. She typed out installments on her phone and uploaded them onto a popular website for cell phone authors. Readers then voted her novel the best that year, and she was offered a book contract. Her book sold 400,000 copies and was number 5 in the Japanese bestseller list. Rin said that her mother had had no idea that she had been writing a novel and was therefore very surprised when she saw a book with her daughter's name on it. The style of cell phone novels has evolved to suit the medium. Chapters have no more than 200 words, and often just 50 to 100 words. Sentences are short, and there are no descriptions of anything or anybody, because there isn't space. The text mostly consists of dialogue, and the language is direct, conveying a lot in a few words. Many cell phone novelists had never written fiction before, and many of their readers have never read a normal novel. Other rules have evolved. For example, authors only have one name, and that is a pseudonym or pen name. In 2009, a young Japanese writer called Takatsu, who lives in Canada, began writing the first English-language cell phone novel, Secondhand Memories. Each installment appeared on textnovel.com, a website dedicated to cell phone stories. Takatsu had read an English translation of Rin's story, If You, and had been impressed by its simple and emotional language. It was a feature he deliberately copied when he started writing Secondhand Memories. However, as the story progressed, the style gradually evolved into something different. He now believes that, in English, cell phone novels have a powerful and poetic identity of their own. Takatsu sees himself and the other writers who contribute to textnovel.com as part of a literary movement which blends drama, technology, pop culture, and social media. Cell phone novels encourage young people to engage in fiction, even those who would not normally pick up a book. They could be described as teen novels for the 21st century.